Yay for live radio. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Interrupted my diva song at that.
How dare they? How dare they?
Well, we'll let it roll in the back. Hopefully they don't shut us off at the middle. But good morning, Ginger.
Good morning, Corey.
Guys, if this keeps up, we're not going to be able to give you a show, because, wow.
But just in case, jiggle my boobs at you.
Amazing. Okay, now I'm afraid to speak.
I know.
Ooh.
Gonna stay up?
Are we gonna be around? Okay. Let me cut that off. I'm getting nervous. Okay. Let me try it again. Good morning. Yeah, guys. I don't know what the deal is with BT this morning, but it is not our friend. Skype is saying that it's getting terrible call quality information. I don't really know. I'm suspecting that it's Comcast mostly.
Yes.
That's who I'm suspecting is the culprit. Ginger, you cannot mute yourself today. I will think we're gone. You're going to have to stay on.
Sorry, coughing my head off.
You just cough and don't you mute yourself because I'm going to be like, oh, no. No.
I'm here. I'll be okay.
Okay, so we better get to some news before we are wiped into oblivion for some odd reason.
Yes.
Ooh, already stressful this morning. I hate starting my Friday stressful.
But it happens. But that is all right. That is okay because, you know.
And I want me a corn dog. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, girl, what? That's right.
I know.
All right, what have I got? You going to start or I'm going to start?
You can start just so I can watch this, so I can see any. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do to stop it, but I just want to see it coming. You know how I am.
Precious. With the bird. All right. GamePolitics.com. Slay a dragon for Ron Paul. Oh. Yeah. Politics in my gaming. Don't like it. Alex Beltramo, the lead developer of web-based online game Dungeoneers, says that he's been quietly working on his game for years and planned to keep it under wraps until it was finished, but something came up. The presidential campaign. Beltramo believes strongly in Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, so much that he has pledged to give the candidate money the first time a player slays a dragon in his game. The game, for the record, is currently free. So what's Beltramo got to say? After years of crafting, our game, Dungeoneers, is now available for public testing. I had been planning to keep it under wraps a bit longer, but something came up. What came up is that presidential candidate Ron Paul has a good chance to win the Republican nomination for president, and because he does not have big corporate backers, his supporters must find creative ways to promote him. With Slay a Dragon for Ron Paul campaign, I can support both my game and Dr. Paul. When a player kills the dragon for the first time, if they agree, I will personally contribute $5 to the grassroots super brochure campaign for Ron Paul. My goal is that we find 5,000 Ron Paul dragon slayers so that I can contribute $25,000. I support Ron Paul because he consistently and honestly adheres to America's core principles. And, okay, I don't care about the rest of this. All right, so according to Bellimo, players of his game have raised $7,500 for Paul's campaign, which means about 1,500 dragons have been slain. Whatever you think of the candidate, Beltramo's method for raising money is certainly unique. He's not raising the money. He's already got the money. This is what he wants to do. All he's trying to do now is trying to piggyback on Ron Paul. This is all this is.
I do not understand people who already have millions of dollars who try to raise money from people who don't have money.
And see, that's it. His game is free. Nobody's paying him this money. He has the $25,000.
Mm-hmm. You should just dodge it. I feel like this. If you have got over, I don't know, let's say $100 million, you should not be asking me for my $5.
Yes.
You should just be like, you know what? Here's $5 million cancer research. Here's $5 million orphanage. Here's $5 million people from tsunami. Just hand it over. Just hand it over. It's not like you're going to spend it. You're not even going to miss it. You made it back in interest while at the same time you were giving it away. So just, it's ridiculous. Anyway, that's a whole other political thing we're not going to get into. Gosh, I got a ton of news. But this one I must share because this is one of my top 10 favorite games of all time.
What you got?
Carmen Sandiego.
Ooh, yes.
It's not for us old folk, but I'm going to play it anyway. It's called Carmen Sandiego, Adventures in Math, The Lady Liberty Larceny. Yes, that is the entire title. Global education leader Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, if you don't know who they are, something is wrong with you. They have only printed almost every book in existence. They've announced the release of Carmen Sandiego, Adventures in Math, The Lady Liberty Larceny. Wow. The first in an upcoming 5-game series available for the Wii and available for download through its WiiWare service, focusing on the iconic Carmen Sandiego, who was quite a fashionista. The Lady Liberty Larceny takes players on a whirlwind trip through New York City.
Fashionista? Did she only ever wear that jacket? That thing had to start.
No. Not just the jacket. It's also the big floppy hat, which is in style now, but in red. Try to find one in red. Tell me that's not hot. Try to find one in red. I'll wait.
But that's all she ever wore.
Hey, that's all you got to wear. That's your statement piece. We work, Carmen. Ginger don't understand. I get it.
No.
But anyway, the game takes
you're
you on a...
red. That's not blending in.
She's not supposed to blend in.
She's Carmen Sandiego. She's running from the law.
That's why they didn't know what to handle. They didn't know what to do with the red. She just to be like, there's no way anybody would wear red if they're a criminal. And she wore red. They overlooked her. It worked.
Okay,
it takes players on a whirlwind trip through New York City and other world-renowned locations such as Shanghai, Berlin, and to track down the thieves who have stolen the Statue of Liberty and the Lady Liberty Larceny. And each subsequent title, the player assumes the role of an Acme detective agent who is hot on the trail of Carmen's henchmen after they steal one of the world's major landmarks. Gameplay is designed for the little peoples in grades 3 through 5, so this is something good for them to do over the holidays. Keep them busy. And is specifically aligned to the Mathematics Common Core State Standards for grades 4 and 5. Topics covered include symmetry, identifying angles, graphing, logic puzzles, fractions. Hell, I missed fractions. I think I had chicken pox. I never learned fractions.
Really?
Really.
I like fractions.
I like them. I just never learned them. I had chicken pox the entire time. Solving equations as well, tangrams, and many more. Players can choose to tackle various puzzles on their own or collaborate with friends to bring each villain to justice. For decades, Carmen Sandiego has remained one of the most beloved, engaging educational institutions, helping students to master key concepts in reading, math, history, and geography, said Beth Lamforza, who's the EVP Global Product Management for HMH. So this new slate of games for the Wii, starting with The Lady Liberty Larceny, stop making me say that, will challenge students to find their stories
again. Say it again.
Lady Liberty Larceny. Carmen Sandiego, the criminal mastermind and head of the international crime syndicate known as the Villains International League of Evil, also Vile, a.k.a. Vile, was made famous almost 30 years ago in a classic computer game, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? I love this. Since its debut, the game has remained enormously successful and transformed itself across several other channels, including video games, televisions, books, and there is one on Facebook lounging somewhere. I have not gotten to play, but I was loving it. It really does, you really do learn, and you're not realizing that you're learning, ironically enough, for Carmen Sandiego. I used to have the game for Sega, and it came with an encyclopedia because this was, you know, well, the internet was around, but you know, it was before laptops or before you had your iPad in your hand and you could just sit down and do it. So I had it on the floor with the encyclopedia because they give you clues to where the next person was. And it either has something to do with the geography in the area, or it has something to do with the person's physical appearance, but they didn't use the normal terms. They didn't say he's blonde. They'd say he's a towhead. I was like, what the hell is a towhead? Yeah, so you got to look through the encyclopedia and, you know, anything else you had to happen to have around the house, dictionary. I think, yeah, it came with a dictionary, too. So I learned a lot of things. Now I know what a towhead is, and I never knew before. So
I didn't know.
See?
I learned something new today.
Mm-hmm. So, see, it teaches you things. Good for the little peoples. And you should let the boys play, too, because they need to understand that, the devil is not only a guy. Sometimes it's a lady. Carmen, you're evil, but I love you.
As a guy I know tells me quite often, women are evil.
I never caught Carmen, though, I would like to say that. I never caught her. She is truly a criminal mastermind. And I hunted her for, like, 8 months playing Sega. Hey, when you can't afford to go out and party on the weekend, you find ways to entertain yourself as a gamer.
This
am I wrong?
This is true. This is very true.
It's like club or rent. Okay, I can't go to the club, so I might as well play Carmen San Diego. Let's do it.
That is very true. That is one of the main reasons I got into gaming way back when, or at least MMOs.
And clubbing is expensive. It's an expensive habit.
And MMOs, cheap, $13 a month. Can't go wrong.
Free if you know how to flash your fluffy cakes right. No.
Yes.
I'm bad today.
You are. See, it's her today. You know, I'm all nice and calm and smooth and mellow. She's the one who's flashing fluffy cakes.
I don't know what you're talking about. No idea.
She's always saying, I'm the bad girl.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, RoboSocket comes to Android. Hello, Droid.
Droid.
Tatum Games. Released an Android version of RoboSockets, its highly acclaimed puzzle game that was previously available on other platforms. Their misspelling here was kind of killing me. Is now a free download on Android Marketplace. RoboSockets has been released on iOS in February. Was first released on iOS in February 2011, and received a Metacritic score of 78. Given the game's steampunk theme, love me some
yes, they said the keywords for Ginger.
Mm-hmm. It might appeal to even more Android users who are known to be more hardcore. See, steampunk's a hardcore. We do it with the devices. RoboSockets comes for free. I have a gesture that says that, too. RoboSockets comes for free, and it's the first application for Android published by Tatum Games. CEO Igor Karev says that the company is very curious about joining a new ecosystem and exploring if all the myths and legends about it are true. We are already porting a few of our other apps and hope it will be as much of a success for us as Apple's App Store is. Reviews of the iOS version of RoboSockets have called it one of the most interesting.
Why do you suddenly sound so uninterested?
I don't iOS. I don't have an iOS. Blah.
Blah.
Blah. Android's where it's at, people. Because we are hardcore.
It really is.
All right. So did they say it was free? I think they said it was free.
They better be free.
Well, they're not telling me now, so I don't know. But it is on the Android Marketplace. And I've got a trailer up over on GameMatrix.com this morning. Go over and check it out, especially if you love some steampunk, which I love me some steampunk.
Yes, she does. For the love of God, she loves steampunk.
Send me your steampunk cosplay, Ginger.
Oh, please don't. No, Ginger, you are asking for trouble. Do you realize what could be done with steampunk cosplay?
I want to see it.
Mechanical hoo-has and whatnot.
That's hot.
I don't want to see it. That's like that year COA said, send us a picture of you in your costume in real life. That was like my eyes were bleeding. Oh, stop it.
That's awesome.
The person with the duct tape. Oh, God. Anyway.
I missed that, apparently.
That was their second year. Or first year Halloween? I don't remember. But, ooh, stop it. Don't do that again. Don't ever do that again. All right. Well, apparently... There's a new Sims free-to-play app. It's actually getting good reviews, but, of course, we haven't reviewed it. I will actually probably be tackling this sometime over the weekend because I'm curious. Generally, I tend to stay away from other incarnations of The Sims, but, hey, EA saying play with life for free. EA Mobile, a division of EA, or Electronic Arts, or EA as they like to be called now, as we announced yesterday. They changed their NASDAQ symbol, by the way. They're no longer ERTS. It's EA. They announced the launch of The Sims Free-to-Play, a brand new app that lets users experience the best-selling life simulation franchise, The Sims, on iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch, completely leaving out us Android people. In The Sims Free-to-Play, players can build, customize, and orchestrate a town of Sims for free on their mobile devices, including a version optimized for the iPad for the first time ever. The Sims Free-to-Play offers countless ways to play, giving fans the ability to do things like develop storylines of up to 16 different Sims, from fashionistas and party animals to geeks and vigilantes, all who live simultaneously in a world that follows a real... Yes, it follows a real 24-hour clock. Kind of sounds like they're trying to dip into the Animal Crossing thing. Choose from 1,200 ways to customize your dream home or get fully furnished homes for your Sims. Or you can come get one from us later today if I ever get this done. Form relationships between your Sims with a slap, a high five, and sometimes even some woo-hoo. Y'all know what that is. Take part in meaningful activities from caring for pets to growing gardens, even baking. You can give your Sims careers and earn simoleons to improve their financial situations. No, they cannot be strippers before you ask Jay.
Why not?
There is no stripper sim. The Sims Free-to-Play app is a huge step forward in our mobile strategy. There is a stripper in The Sims, by the way. I want to point that out. Your Sim just can't be one. In the new Sims, yeah. The stripper comes to dance at the bachelorette or bachelor party. Dressed in one of the following things: a policeman, a soldier, or a bunny, I think. Okay, so anyway.
Yes. Camo's hot, so yeah.
I'm done with you.
Yeah. Bernard, I'm from a military town. I can't help it. Camo's are hot.
Bernard Kim says he's the senior vice president of sales and marketing, says that the Sims Free-to-Play app is a huge step forward in their mobile strategy. He says, we've taken a franchise that is a best-selling brand in nearly every major video game market worldwide. That is a freaking lie, Bernard. Optimized it to the iPad and made it free for all iOS users. That opens the door for our mobile business to continue to grow while immersing new fans in a brand as wildly popular as The Sims. The free mobile game is also packed full of challenges and opportunities to earn simoleons, the in-game currency that increases the fun, from career-based achievements to simple actions such as checking each of their Sims' virtual mailboxes daily. Players can earn simoleons and rewards that help them make a town bustle with pet stores, car dealerships, and supermarkets. That's interesting. Lifestyle points can also be purchased to allow users to blaze through levels, unlock features early, and purchase hip items. The Sims Free-to-Play is now available for free on the iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch through the App Store. For more information on the Sims franchise, you can pop by our site, GameNHX.com, here in about, 30 seconds or so. You can also follow them on Facebook and on Twitter. Tell them we sent you. And you can also visit them at EAMobile.com. For some reason, the Sims people division do happen to like us. They just won't give us anything. They tend to...
Stingy people.
Yeah, they'll retweet stuff and they'll talk to us, but they won't give us anything. You know what it is? There's too many PR people. You all need to cut down. It needs to be one or two people handling the PR, one or two people running the tweet. Because the people on the tweet understand who we be.
Yes. And they also, need to have a slight fluffy cake fetish.
Yes. Notice when I said who you be, I had to lean forward all gangster with it. So just don't ask me why I did it, because it's not like you could see me. So, yeah.
That's hilarious. All right. Your iPhone needs you. Send friends and family into battle with My Army.
Ooh.
New social games. Yeah. New social games labeled Bad Puppet to release a fun and frantic iOS game in January 2012. That allows you to recruit your own army of Facebook friends. I don't know what to think about that All right, so new quirky social games labeled Bad Puppet has revealed that its first game released in January 2012 will be My Army, a fun cartoon war game for iOS that allows you to send an army of your Facebook friends into battle. In My Army, the world is at war, and the enemy is progressing fast, occupying countries and spreading their terror across 45 precious lands. The time has come for real heroes to step in and liberate the war-torn countries from the deadly hold of these evil enemy forces. Recruit your Recruit your very own band of brothers from Facebook, then use tilt control to avoid mines and rescue POWs, and tap swipe on the touchscreen to deflect missiles and other hazards to keep the platoon of your nearest and dearest safe from harm. After every one of your battles, you can share the stories from the front on Facebook, and your bravery will earn you higher ranks and valuable war points, which allow you to trade with the enemy and set the suffering nations free. All right, so this is planned for release on iPhone, iPod Touch, January 2012. And, of course, they are on Facebook.com, facebook.com/IamBadPuppet. And I've got the logo up on GamingHX.com this morning. I'm going to try to do some other screenshots in just a minute. So check this out. And any of y'all try to recruit me for this, I'm going to punch you.
Oh, boy. Well, apparently Zynga knows what they're doing.
They do? Since when?
Since their stock price rose about 15% in early trading on the NASDAQ as the company went public with $10 a share. Damn it, I knew I should have bought some.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they opened that way, but as of 12 minutes ago, it is fallen just a little bit to $9.88 a share. They raised at least $1 billion. Their debut on the stock market is the biggest tech IPO in the U.S. since Google went public back in 2004. And I'm mad because my share builder site crashed. I was buying some Google because I knew that was going to be big, but mm-hmm. I could not get in. Everybody was on share builder like, I'm buying it. And they're also the biggest IPO in the history of the game industry. Trading under the symbol ZNGA, if you want to get you a piece of that, the stock rose to $11.22 a share at 11:49 a.m. and rose as high as 11:50 for the day so far. But they're down to 9.98 as of about 12 minutes ago. Zynga had estimated its price would be about $8.50 to $10 a share in its pre-IPO roadshow, but priced the stock at the high end of that range, valuing the company, including options, at $8.9 billion. Nexon, by contrast, raised $1.2 billion in IPO on the Tokyo Stock Exchange and saw its stock fall in the first couple of days of trading. Via our people over at VentureBeat, Zynga is offering around 14% of its common stock, or about 100 million shares. Underwriters have the option to buy 15 million more shares to cover over allotments, which means Zynga could raise as much as $1.15 billion. Damn.
Wow. All I got to say is that kind of money, people, y'all better be turning out something good.
Yeah. Back in July when Zynga filed, rumors were that Zynga's value would be $15 billion to $20 billion. And in August, a third party estimated that Zynga's value was about $14.1 billion. But now the public market is the ultimate test for Zynga and its vision to make everybody into a social gamer, as chronicled over at VentureBeat. They did a whole story on the history of Zynga. I am not exactly understanding. Did they sell their souls to the devil? Because they don't have... See, now I'm reluctant to go buy the stock because I'm concerned that it's not going to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some in EA, and my reason for keeping it in EA is because I know their games. I know that even though they have some epic failures, The Sims is always going to sell. That's why it's still, to this day, the top-selling PC game of all time. I know I'm going to make the money from that one, but these guys here, I'm not so certain.
Not so much, not so much. I'm trying to think of what... what they do.
They got some games on Facebook. What happens if Facebook dies? It's not like they've expanded onto Google Plus, and then, you know, we announced last night Microsoft has a social network, and so what happens if Facebook folds?
Oh, please, Facebook fold. Please, Facebook fold. Fold. Where's my voodoo doll?
I'm nervous, man. Okay, guys, don't listen to me. Just wait it out. Watch and see what they do. I say give them at least 2 months. If they can maintain this $10 and up within a month, you know, 2 or 3 months' time, then you know they're doing well. But I don't know.
All right. Oh, this is brand new. Brand new. GamePolitics.com. This just popped up this morning. California people, are y'all ready for this? California announces e-crime law enforcement unit. That's hot. California has launched a new e-crime unit to combat various online crimes. The new law enforcement unit, created by California Attorney General Kamala Harris and announced Tuesday, aims to take on various cybercrimes such as email scams, online fraud, piracy, child pornography, real-world theft of computer gear by organized crime. All right, so, yeah.
That deserves some applause.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I want to report some gold sellers.
Do you really hate those people, don't you?
I hate some gold sellers. All right, so today's criminals increasingly use the internet, smartphones, and other digital devices to victimize people online and offline. Harris said this while unveiling the unit in the Still kicking in while unveiling the unit in the Silicon Valley of San Jose. The special division, which was actually formed in August, has already handled a number of high-profile cases, including a man sentenced to prison for hacking email and Facebook accounts to get embarrassing pictures used to blackmail victims in Britain and the United States.
I remember him. I remember him.
Yes, I do. And another case involving a group that secretly installed card scanners and hidden cameras at bank teller machines to get account information and passwords. They reportedly stole at least an estimated $2 million.
Crap.
Then y'all need, you know, somebody spoiled because, yeah. No, bad. Bad people. Bad people.
Ginger, are you all right, baby?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, are you done with that story? You look like you were stuck in the... Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm just thinking, holy crap. I mean, all right. For one, this is kind of awesome. We need it. But for two, people, do not be reporting... I know I hate gold sellers. Don't report them. They can't do anything about them. They're over in Korea somewhere. And, I can totally see this. So-and-so took my job. He broke into my account. They took our jobs. They broke into my account and emptied my vault and da-da-da-da-da. Don't be calling these people for that.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised that it's California because they're the ones who caught the people who decided to create a whole business and identity using my stuff. I don't know why they would do this, but hey, maybe I looked appealing somehow while I was there for a short period of time, but they're the ones who caught them, and they were very well-versed. You know, they understood all the technical aspects, and then when they were explaining it to me, they were like, you know, are you techie? Do you understand? Oh, yeah, I understand. Okay, well, this is what happened. They did blah, 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 blah. I was like, wow, you know what you're talking about. They're like, yeah, you know what you're talking about. Fantastic.
Now, on the other hand, my little run-in yesterday while I was playing my little bitty avatar, that would have been, you know, nice to know I had somebody to call.
Yes, exactly. Ginger had a run-in with a possible pedophile in Second Life.
Yes, I have a child avatar, and this guy started trying to talk to her. You want to go for a walk with me, little girl? You're such a pretty baby.
And I know some of you were like, it's a game. No, the point is that they've gotten rid of the teen grid. There's kids that are roaming around in Second Life. So for all he knew, she could have been a real child.
Mm-hmm.
Although they shouldn't be there. Sometimes they are.
Age play is not allowed inside Second Life, period. It doesn't matter if you are over age.
Yep. Well, let's be specific. Sexual age play is what we're saying.
Yes,
You can be a child.
Yes.
But, you know.
Yes. And I have a very cute little girl avatar. And, yeah, he was being super creepy.
Bastard. Okay.
I was about ready to bring out my big avatar and be all like, you do not want to be talking to her.
Well... Ironically, you know, last week I was griping that I couldn't get on live on my cell phone.
I know.
Because
I
wanted to play me some games while I was camping so that I could ease the bite of the cold and it did not
out. Ease the bite of the cold.
But it would not download. So one of the guys at VentureBeat is, he was able to get his to work.
Ooh.
See, I want to go check that out. Very good article because obviously we couldn't get ours to work. And they still, the list is not updated. Apparently Ginger and I will not be playing ours on ours. I'm very hurt. The least you guys can do is at least port to iPad. I got to have something. Come on. I don't even like playing on the iPad, but I'll do
it. iPad? No.
I do it. It's on live. It's gaming. I can play
Droid.
The real stuff. The
Droid.
Real, Ginger, the real stuff I can play. Not Droid. The iPad games, but the real stuff. I can play Batman. And I can play Ellen Noir.
But it's on the iPad. So
look, I take what I can get. My hands are shaking. Get it. My hands are shaking. I must have it. Okay, but anyway, moving along. So I wanted to tell you about that one. Also, congratulations to the people over at Bethesda. Skyrim has sold 10 million units of Elder Scrolls across all formats. You guys effing rock.
Yeah, they do.
Bethesda's parent company, ZeniMax Media Inc., estimates that the game has generated around $650 million since its launch less than 6 weeks ago. Yeah, movies. Yeah. What? Come at us, bro. Yeah. The movie industry's been mad at us about this for a while. They wish they could do these numbers. And when was it? And they're not even done selling them yet. The holiday season's not over. The PC version has also sold strongly, outperforming other games by a factor of 3-1 in the month of its release. Skyrim is the fastest-selling title in Steam's history, said Jason Holtman, who's the director of business development at Valve. Bethesda's commitment to and understanding of the PC as a gaming platform shows in its great review scores, spectacular launch, and continued high player numbers that Skyrim has received. Skyrim sold 3.5 million copies within 48 hours when it launched in November. Damn. And since then, it's continued to sell strongly despite being plagued by a number of technical issues. Why? Because they handle it right away. And it's going toe-to-toe with two first-person shooters, which is generally unheard of. An RPG being able to go toe-to-toe with two FPSs and doing a damn good job of it. Nice job, Bethesda.
Yes, yes, yes. Very, 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 very nice job. All right, what have I got? I've got a phone that's beeping at me. Stop beeping. All right.
Ginger.
It's
all right, baby. It's all right.
All right. GamePolitics.com, Kindle Fire selling well despite complaints. Amazon said today that Kindle has been selling more than 1 million units a week.
Wow.
And that Kindle Fire, yes, is the biggest product launch in the company history. Dave Limp, Vice President, that's an unfortunate name. Dave Limp, Vice President of Amazon Kindle, said that Kindle Fire is the most successful product Amazon's ever launched, and it's been Amazon's best-selling product for 11 straight weeks. He didn't give details about how successful, though.
Wait a moment.
She's not.
Don't suck on the, that is an unfortunate name.
It is. Poor guy. Can you imagine the teasing?
Man, you are not right.
I know. Hey, dude, I grew up with the last name that I got picked on, too. So, hey, I can pick
share
on
it. Are you going to share it?
Nope.
I will share with you. Well, you know what? I can't. I'll share with Ginger off the air because then that just narrows it down. Makes it too easy to find me. Oh, my God. That reminds me.
Yes, yes, yes. There's enough of y'all that I don't want y'all to know who I am. Thanks.
Let me just tell you, I was going to tell you this at the top of the show. I finally found a good use for Facebook last night.
What'd you find?
The good thing about Facebook is it allows you to look up your old boyfriends and go, dodge that bullet. Oh, God.
I've not done that. So.
Wow. There's guys that I dated like 10 years ago that I just, well, yeah, I don't know what it was got in my head last night, but I decided to search just to see if they were on Facebook, and they were, and I swear the years have not been kind to them.
That's always nice.
Considering one of them I despise, I have to admit there's a certain little smug satisfaction in knowing the years were that kind to him. God, it looks like they're looking like they're in their 50s and 60s. I swear if I didn't know them, I swear that's all they were.
Well, see, people, that is what drinking and drugs and smoking and nastiness will do.
And pissing off the Corey will do.
Yes.
Also mean. Like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow, my head's going to be full of gray hair, and I'm going to have a bunch of wrinkles. Yeah. But that's a good thing for Facebook. This will work for you guys, too. If there's a girl that you know you dated and she broke your heart, give it a few years and then look her up. And see just how well or not well she's doing. But I'm so very happy to say I dodged some serious bullets. Woo! Jesus. happy, joy.
Happy, joy.
And I almost married one of them, so I'm very happy that I did not have that happen to your girl.
Yeah, see, that's always nice. Oh. My ex is too tech dumb to actually be able to find Facebook, so I don't have to, you know, worry about
You are not right.
It's true.
Is it my turn? It's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah, it is your turn.
All right. Let me just tell you, it's a very furious time. Yes, the Time of Fury manual sneak peek. We have it.
Yay! Wait, what?
They're like, yeah, I mean, that's what everybody else is saying. Slytherin Games.
I was thinking Fast and the Furious, but no.
Well. Slytherin and Matrix Games and Wasteland Interactive are thrilled to release a sneak peek at the Time of Fury manual, apparently it's a game, to give gamers a feel for the intuitive yet realistic and engaging game mechanics that power this World War II grand strategy powerhouse. They said, did you also know that they were running great promotions for Time of Fury? It's never been a better time to buy. We're going to help them out a little bit because you don't know. Well,
Jay.
What did he say?
I have dodged some heat-seeking missiles.
Well, that's right, baby. You're dead on. You're dead right. Woo! man, how do you look? Okay, just let me go back to this topic for a second. How is it that you look so hot in one decade, and then for some reason, just a few years later, you look like somebody just punched you in the face a few times?
And I guess somebody probably did punch them in the face a few times.
And one of them was, like, severely hot. Must be a redhead. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. But now they're, you know what, I'm going to my business. Okay, Time Fury. Time of Fury is priced right now $49.99 for digital download, but they are offering you a 30% discount to Time of Wrath owners, no matter where the game was purchased. So if you own Time of Wrath, you can get Time of Fury for 30% off. Obtaining their 30% discount is easy. They said when purchasing Time of Fury, you simply enter your Time of Wrath CD key in as a discount code. That's not smart, y'all. That is not smart. I bet you I can find that code and buy this game at 30% off if I wanted to. Hell, I can find the game. Don't do it. Don't do it that way. You don't use CD codes. That's bad. They're saying after their holiday sale ends, the digital download price of Time of Wrath will permanently drop to $19.99. Well, what is the point of me? Anyway, for drop to $19.99 from $29.99, but future sales of Time of Wrath will still be eligible for the Time of Fury discount. What exactly is the point? Looks to me like not smart. Okay, so let me tell you about Time of Fury. In World War II, every single aspect of war was crucial, from troop movements to supply, from logistics to diplomacy, from innovation to careful use of terrain. Many gamers have tried to replicate the depth and complexity of this global conflict, and only a few have managed to give an all-around experience to players. Yeah. Okay, so this is a game that truly replicates all these aspects. The developers of the highly successful Time of Wrath are back to the European theater of war with ambitious project. And I have a lisp today, that allows players to truly experience what it was to be a decision maker of the period. Time of Fury expands the whole war in Europe and gives players the opportunity to control all types of units, ground, air, and naval. Not only that, but each player will be able to pick a single country or a selection of countries and fight his way against either the AI or in multiplayer mode in hot seat or play by email. That is so old school. I like it. Actually used to play by mail, but still, it's a throwback. Nice job. That way I can play with Blaster. We don't actually have to be on at the same time, because that's time is usually a factor for all of us here to be together.
I saw them both on Steam yesterday.
Them both who? Blaster and who?
Blaster and Snow.
Blaster, oh, wait a minute. Where is my phone? I should dial them from the show if we had time.
Was it after the show?
They will still be cutting. This innovative, they're saying, multiplayer feature will give players the chance to fight bigger scenarios against many opponents, giving the game a strategic angle that has no equal in the market. The game uses Slytherin's revolutionary PBEM++ server system. And you can check out the rest of this on our site. I'm actually interested in playing this to see if it's like a... There was another World War II game that we got from a company that you were... It's kind of a RTS, but I loved it due to the fact the AI was so detailed. You pick out your soldiers, you know, and they actually had a little background on them. And but the real coup de grace was sometimes they would react like a real soldier. One of them would freak out, you know, if one of them got blown up beside him, he would freak out and he'd run. You couldn't control him after that. He was running. He was going to hide. If he got killed, he got killed. But he would run and scream across the field and you'd be like...
And laugh, poor soldier.
Laugh, but it's funny to be watching and controlling. But I was always amazed at that was when AI really started to get good. But it was really good and way ahead of its time, because I remember I had like a group of them. One of the platoon leader or something got, he wasn't blown up. He wasn't killed, but he was hurt. So I was trying to get them to go out and get him, and I was trying to get the medic to go out, and the medic was like, every time I click him, no, it's dangerous. And so I had to have this poor guy crawl on his hands, you know, and drag himself over to a place where they would come and get him. And yes, it left a trail of blood. It was very realistic.
Wow.
And I cannot remember the game, but I still have it. I keep all my PC games. You can't get rid of them anyway. Not that I want to. I love my PC games. But if I figure out the name and I remember on Monday, I will tell you what game it was. Still probably a whole lot of fun to play, if you don't mind, you know, not being able to control them for a few seconds, because they will flip the hell out. Just like, no. They won't fight. And the Germans are advancing. They're in the bushes.
Nice.
Hilarious. Okay. We got time for one more before we go to break, Jane.
All right. Hilly Christmas Neurogames launches Tiny Santa Xmas Hills for iOS and Android devices. Joyed. On December 17th, right on time for this year's Christmas, Tiny Santa Xmas Hills will be available on the Android market. Neurogames, publisher of app hits like The Expendables, Bibi Blocksberg, and Tiny Bee, is about to release their newest casual game. As of Saturday, December 17th, hey, wait a minute, it's not December 17th yet, Tiny Santa Xmas Hills will be available on the Android market for free, so this goes free tomorrow. The game contains 4 levels and has lots of features, including Facebook support and OpenFaint integration. In Tiny Santa Xmas Hills, the player faces a critical situation. Father Christmas has lost his gifts and his reindeers have escaped. Lots of problems shortly before Christmas Eve. Due to the easily understandable controls, teaches you how to control it. The object of the game is to lead Santa's dashing sleigh with a single fingertip through the air and collect gifts in different countries, constantly pursued by the imminent daybreak. Tiny Santa, his sleigh, and lots of snow-covered hills combine for a casual app with long-term fun. Again, this is going to be...
She got through that in record time. Go, Jen, go.
Yes, go, Jen, go. You do need to have at least OS 1.6 or later installed. So there is a free version and there is a paid version. Comes with easy handling, endless mode, 10 levels, 12 achievements, Facebook and OpenFaith support, and much, much more. That is the pro version, which is going to be 79 cents, pounds, francs, something, little C sign, available per in-app purchase.
All right, people, that's going to do it for us live, at least. We're going into streaming. You might want to make sure you download and listen, because I got some interesting things they're doing, biomedical things, muscle sensors, and with games. Awesome, but you can only hear it if you download and listen to streaming. So if you're not going to listen to streaming, then we'll just see you Monday. Bye.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Squeak, squeak. Yeah. Squeak, squeak. This is fun. Do the Miss Pac-Man dance. Get crazy.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
And we are back on the other side. Yes, you can probably still hear us live, but in just a few seconds, you're probably going to shut off. So you get to hear about this teaser until until we shut off. According to VentureBeat this morning, a biomedical company called Advancer Technologies has created a plug-and-play device that allows players to directly control video games with their muscles using the power of electromyography. That's EMG. Yes, I said that big old word. That's right.
Cool.
I love this. Okay, this, those of you who have muscles. Using the low-cost yet powerful Arduino, using the low-cost yet powerful Arduino Uno microcontroller, the USB biofeedback game controller allows 4 muscles to act independently or in combination with each other to control over 4 buttons. The left forearm controls the B button, run and attack. The right forearm controls the A button, jump. The left bicep controls the left button. And the right bicep controls the right button, as well as a combination for up and down. During gameplay, the Arduino Uno program tracks muscle activity through sensors. A spike in activity triggers a button press, sending the information to the computer via the USB connection in real time. Advancer Technologies is showing off the device in a new video where a man navigates his way through the first level of Super Mario Bros. 3 using only his muscles. Finally, some of you geek boys are going to be really hot. The company says the controller can be used for practical applications like helping victims of neuromuscular disease or injury or helping the injured rehabilitate their muscles while playing video games. Plus, using your muscles to control computers, robots, and video games is fun no matter what your age and good for you. Advancer Technologies is offering others a chance to make their own USB biofeedback game controller through a very detailed tutorial at Instructables.com, and we will add that video up for you on our channel so you can watch it if you want to pass by the site, check it out, and pop over to Instructables.com and give that a go. I don't think I want to make one, but I'd love to test some out. So if you want us to play with yours, your controller that you make, your bio game, biofeedback game controller, then you let us know. And we'll do so. Oh, Ginger.
I love you, Corey.
So bad.
I didn't say anything.
Why is the Ginger so bad?
I didn't say a thing. That was all you.
Could you imagine playing Guitar Hero with this?
This is amazing. This is amazing. I can't imagine. This is another step towards completely immersing yourself inside a game.
Or truly being the controller, because that's the being the controller right there. Not just
Movies, but you know, that is what everybody was thinking about when the Wii first came out. You know that's what everybody was thinking about.
Well, the Wii is a little... I'm sorry, and I'm not... And it's not even that I'm a Nintendo fangirl, because it's just that the Wii's just better at the motion capabilities. And I think Sony's second, and Kinect, I'm sorry, you fall dead last.
Kinect, I love you, Xbox. Really, I do. Don't break up with me. But, your Kinect, not so good, is it?
But hopefully they'll get better. Maybe they'll borrow this technology. Maybe they'll hire that company that Apple did.
Borrow the technology.
Yeah, they'll hire that company that Apple did and offer them a few patents so that they can get this technology to add to their stuff. Ooh, Apple. Bad Apple.
All right, what have I got? A Silk Road R, the evolution of the world's greatest saga. Silk Road R becomes an involved, totally independent Silk Road experience with faster leveling, improved class balance, and UI, and much more. All right, so Joymax today announced a rebirth in the Silk Road universe with the upcoming launch of Silk Road R. Silk Road R is based in the universe of the hugely popular Silk Road online game, and will offer an involved Silk Road experience with faster leveling and a cleaner game environment. So in other words, you dumb down the game for these tools who, you know, can't stand to sit more than 20 minutes, while also offering an experience completely independent from the original Silk Road Online. Silk Road R will go into open beta next week and will be celebrated with multiple events, with great prizes, including Silk Road Bingo and several special level-up events. All right, so if you want to play this, you can head over straight to joymax.com. The action does start December 20th. My phone needs to stop making that weird noise. All right, so in Silk Road R, the skill balance will be improved with changes in weapons damage from both Chinese and European-class weapons, as well as additional Chinese and European skills. Party EXP is improved, and players can expect an integration and changes in skill mastery and changes in European-class skill damages. There are a bunch of other things. Looks like there's going to be some item drops, some boss drops, all this fun stuff. Improvements in the level design of Silk Road also include new quest routes, monster locations, and
You know, I just realized you were talking about Silk Road.
Yeah, Silk Road. This is their newest version of Silk Road. They're calling it Silk Road R, and it's supposed to be easier, faster, all that fun stuff.
Yes, and hopefully later today we will have the clients you can download straight from us. No waiting.
Oh, and here I was talking smack.
You can talk smack. They'll still give it to us.
Okay. Love you guys. Yeah.
All right, somebody, people. They got this to us. I guess I'll be nice. It is Christmas time. Although that should not have any bearing on it, but I'll be nice anyway just because I'm in a okay mood. All right, the people's over at Trendy Entertainment has sent this over to us, ND3 Publishing. Well, I have to be nice, so they sent us the Christmas card. Dang it! Trendy Entertainment, Reverb Publishing, and D3 Publisher are about to unleash the first part of downloadable content for its exceedingly addictive and successful downloadable title, Dungeon Defenders. The DLC will be available on the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live. I hate when they do that. Xbox Live Arcade, they go for Xbox. Is there an Xbox Live Arcade not for 360? Why do they do that? This is available for Xbox Live Arcade for the Xbox 360. Is there an Xbox Live Arcade that is not on the 360 that we don't know about? I'm just curious. Anyway, it'll be available on the 21st of December and today on Steam for only $3.99. And as part of the quest for Lost Eternia Shards, gamers everywhere can now finally take their first look outside of their castle and into the rest of the Vivid Dungeon Defenders universe. Each quest will take players through an entirely new campaign map, a new PvP map, and a new challenge mission with new story cinematics, enemies, 10 all-new weapons, and new pet, a new boss, and more. When gamers complete the quest, even more secrets may await. Okay, apparently we have a trailer somewhere, which I'll get up for you shortly. But in the meantime, let me finish telling you about it. A complete pack of all four parts of the quest for Lost Eternia Shards is available on Steam now for a limited time for $9.75. And I'm going to need for YouTube not to pipe in the middle of me talking. Thank you, YouTube. purchasing this will grant players access to the content as soon as it releases, as well as early access to the Nightmare Mode. Nightmare Mode is even harder difficulty mode, which will eventually unlock for PC owners of all four DLC packs and incorporate all the new enemies into the full campaign. Complete pack owners will get to try out Nightmare Mode and these enemies as they are released. The 10 new weapons and pets will be patched into the console version early next year. Dungeon Defenders, they're saying, is one of the fastest-selling downloadable games of all time, bringing together the best elements of tower defense and action RPG progression. It allows the player to team up and fight across 15 unique maps, 30 challenges, and 4 difficulty settings in all of the game's loot rating, spellcasting, level-up stacking glory. Players control one of 4 distinct heroes in an epic bid to fight back an ancient evil. Each character comes with special functions, and players can create and customize, upgrade an armory of weapons and equipment. Yay!
Yay!
It is rated E 10+ by the ESA board, and again is available for download now on the Xbox Live Arcade for 1,200,000 Microsoft points, and on PlayStation Network and Steam for $14.99. You can check them out at their website, DungeonDefenders.com, and of course they're on Facebook and they're on Twitter, TrendyInt. ENT, yes, ENT, like in the Lord of the Rings. Don't get all excited. It's not really an ENT. It's just the name of their company.
Not really an ENT. That's what's sad.
They get so excited, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. GamePolitics.com this morning. Let's throw some more mud. Bossa says Vita will suffer horrible premature death.
Oh, God. Come on.
Yeah. According to Boss Studios co-founder Henrik Olafers, I probably said your name wrong, sorry. Sony's Vita will suffer a horrible premature death if it does not open up to multi-platform accessibility. May have a point there. Olafier said that the UK studio would not develop games for consoles because of their closed systems and believes manufacturers will suffer in the long run if they do not change their stance on interconnectivity. He says, I hate the fact you cannot play a game on the PS3 against the same game on the Xbox 360 or PC. Preaching to the choir. Olafiers told Video Gamer in a recent interview, walled gardens and a world where people are freely connected all the time is just a dumb idea that limits what is achievable. Valve is bang on. Proprietary stuff is madness. We should be moving to more open platforms, to interoperability, bringing everyone together, he continued. This is not the motto for the big console manufacturers. Not only will we not be there, they are likely to die a horrible premature death, the kind of which I think the Vita will suffer from. Olafier said that Bossa would keep an open mind about developing for next-gen systems, but if the console giants persisted with their walled gardens policies, it would steer clear. I think you're just hurting yourself, because these guys are not going to play together. They're not. They have their toys. They don't want to share. That's just the way it is.
I agree with him. I think in their... I don't know. Maybe the people are smoking crack up at the game companies.
I agree with them in theory.
Yeah, but it's not going to work because they're not going to do it. But I think
unless all the companies were, unless all the game companies got together and said, all right, we're not going to let you have our game because it's not interconnected with everybody else.
Well, that's what I was about to say. The developers could put their foot down and say, look, we want this game for all three consoles. We want them interconnected, and here's what we'll do to make sure you get your due. Maybe over here, if you're playing Modern Warfare, you get this limited edition real helmet and some dog tags, and maybe we'll give the women there's on PlayStation. You know, maybe there's on PlayStation. So everybody's happy. Everybody gets whatever it is they're trying to get. If you don't have a PlayStation, you can still play with your friends on Xbox. What he's saying makes perfect sense, but we all know that people don't think in perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll see. Good luck with that, dude, if you can get them to do it. I don't.
That would be awesome if they can.
Oh, it would be. I gotta say, we've been
because because that's the main reason why so many of the games we all have we don't play together.
Yeah,
I mean, because like Blaster has Left 4 Dead on the PC, you and I both have it on the Xbox,
and so we can't get Snow to play. Period.
Yeah, zombies.
But she maybe would play along if she could sit in and play something else. You know how they have the party system. She could play something else, and we all sit and chat and laugh. But the thing is, we'd still be without Blaster.
Yes. Yes, yes. Or if we could all play together, that would be awesome.
They don't know what they're talking about.
And I'd still whoop up on his PC playing butt. It'd be good.
Let me just tell you all, I am not happy that Angry Birds just downloaded an update to my Android. So, Rovio, let me just take this ghetto for a second. If I see you in the streets, you know what's going to happen to you. How are you just going to download up? Didn't even ask me.
Do you have automatic updates turned on?
No, that's just Rovio. Just decide, you know what, I think you need the new Angry Birds. How about that?
That's crazy. See, this is why I don't have that evil game on my phone.
Look, and then it took up the rest of my space. Insufficient space. You damn birds. Okay, quickly, before we have to go. And we will be in here this weekend. If you don't have APB, go ahead and start downloading it, because we'll be in. At least I will. I don't know about that. I can't speak for Ginger. I'll be in. I'll be in at some point over the weekend, yelling at the screen, cussing. If you want to listen to us, then you'll have to find us on Skype or find me on Skype. You can stalk Ginger too. She don't care. But AP, notice she didn't chime in for that one. She says, "Yeah, sure." Notice, so don't find Ginger.
Sure. If you know where I'm at, find me.
Find me. I'm good. APB Reloaded. It's 3 million registered users. The reboot of the once troubled MMO, you know, when it was at EA, has surpassed 3 million registered users a week after being released via Steam's free-to-play service. Ha 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 ha. Reloaded has been rebuilt by Gamers First since being acquired from the defunct studio Real Time Worlds, with some of the original Scottish team, brought back to the project to craft.
Geeks and kilts.
They've been brought back to project to craft and relaunch it with a freemium business model. Since we recognize the potential for APB Reloaded to be a true breakout hit in a free-to-play category, all through beta testing, offered That's hot. So we quickly amassed a vocal, dedicated community, and that's an inside joke you all don't get. They're like, what the hell's so funny about that? Sorry, we can't even tell you, sorry. And they've been instrumental in growing the game and helping better the experience. Since we've also attracted a partner in A-List Games, a digital market maker who launched a worldwide campaign to raise the game's visibility and help it to appeal to a broader audience. You can check out the rest of this over at gi.biz if you're interested, or you can just come and play with us, because it's time for us to get out of here. And
to get up out over here.
Yes, we got to go do some gaming. I'm behind on my games. I'm going to get cut or something. Somebody's. I'm going to cut myself. How about that?
I was up playing that one last night that you gave me to play. Not
so bad. Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh, I have to say happy belated birthday to one of my cousins. Sorry.
A lot of cinematics.
I'm very sorry, cousin. I just realized that I forgot to say her birthday. You'll live, though.
Uh-oh. She's in trouble.
Whatever.
We are Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Sorry, Dad.
I hear voices and voices ascending the hills. The feminine of this room reaching my threshold. Yeah, the truth of life. My body's stupid. Stereo putrid. Spilling out music. In the road to it. Reaching my threshold. My threshold.
boys and girls. Mwah!